is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Burials taking place in Gaza and hospitals are flooded with wounded Palestinians after Israeli troops opened fire near a crowd trying to collect food at an aid distribution site. Hospital officials say 80 people died and more than 150 were injured. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
There have been multiple killings at food sites over the last few weeks. As the crisis on the ground worsens, the UN's food program estimating 90,000 Palestinians are suffering from malnutrition, many on the brink of starvation.
A Bangladesh military plane crashed into a school today in Dhaka, the death toll rising to 18, with 164 others injured, according to a spokesman for the Bangladesh Armed Forces. The school had some 2,000 students from elementary through high school. The search for victims from the July 4th flooding in Central Texas has been going on for weeks. Now the list of people unaccounted for is down to just 8, down from 160 who had been on the list before. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to teach hunter education. Instructors are needed for both basic and advanced education courses. The Hunter Ed program has educated more than 20,000 volunteers and certified more than a million hunters. There's more information on the DNR's website. It's not every day you hear about a park closure due to wasps. Police in the Manitowoc County city of Keele put out a warning Saturday that Lyons Park was closed due to a massive number of ground wasps that were spotted by residents. A pet expert set out to do a check reported that the swarm was harmless sand wasps. And the band Coldplay put out a special warning during its concert in Madison Saturday night. Before the band played their famous Jumbotron song, the band warned the crowd they were about to be photographed. An incident at a Coldplay concert last week had a CEO and HR director spotted being close on a Jumbotron.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:03, the morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. Eddie Money on Max FM.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel a hunger, it's a hunger. Tries to keep a man awake at night. Are you the answer? I sure wonder. When I feel you with my appetite, with all the power you're releasing, it isn't safe to walk the city streets alone. Anticipations run through me. Let's find the key and turn this engine on. I can feel you breathe. I can feel your heartbeat faster. As I hate to sleep alone, I need some company, a guardian angel, to keep me warm when the cold winds blow. I can feel you breathe, I can feel your heartbeat faster. Take me home tonight, I don't want to let you go till you see the light.
Be my little baby. Be my little baby. sang. I said, just like we sang.
Non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Living on the ground.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:10 on Monday morning. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, you will see areas of smoke and smell it throughout today. Sunny with a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 64. On Tuesday, a slight chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, a high of 86. Wednesday, sunny, hot and humid, a high of 93. Thursday, hot and humid conditions continue with a high of 90, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Currently 57 degrees, hazy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. I do want to take a brief moment and mention something that's going on in the atmosphere today, because this is something in our tech chat that we're seeing throughout the Civic Media Network today. Due to some of the atmospheric conditions, our signal is kind of, you know, a little sketchy in spots. And unfortunately, we have no control over the atmosphere, but we're seeing reports of things happening throughout the state of Wisconsin with radio signals and TV signals as well. So unfortunately, that's beyond our control, and we are aware of that and checking those conditions throughout the day. So that's something just worth mentioning, Emily.
Absolutely. I mean, radio is an amazing thing, right? I actually just, and this is a little side note, but I just learned some stuff recently. I was listening to a podcast about like ham radio and the old school shortwave radios and all the things, and why some are back in the day were easier to hear, or radio stations would pop up for people to hear at night. And it was because there was more layers of the atmosphere that the waves could get through because the sun went away. So I find that very, very fascinating. But yeah, atmosphere definitely affects how we are able to get our waves out there to all of you. So if there's an interruption or a weird sound, it might just be Dave, but it actually could just be the atmosphere and what's going on up there. That literally, that's why radio is so amazing, though, and television too, like the old tune-in stuff, because it really does ride through the atmosphere on waves. So that's where our little voices are going, and they may or may not be reaching you clearly. And if not, we apologize for the atmosphere.
Exactly.
Because that's how sorry we are.
We feel bad.
Because we can apologize for the atmosphere.
And there's no weird noises because I haven't had tacos for breakfast, so it's all good.
Just Powerline Coffee, and that doesn't make weird noises. Powerline Coffee makes for great conversation and great comedy coming out of Dave Grant all the time.
Well, that's
but
how
outside
we're
of the atmosphere.
We're powered by Powerline Coffee Company.
We are.
So, yes. 100%. We appreciate that.
Powered by Powerline.
And
couldn't be as easy to say as that.
No, it couldn't be. And they're right across the street. Way too convenient. And we're going to talk about our Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. For more information about the Humane Society, go to saukhumane.org or fill an adoption application. To make an appointment or meet these Pets of the Week, you can call the Sauk County Humane Society at 608-356-2520. Our Pets of the Week are Aaron and Maya. Emily, let's talk about Aaron. And we're not talking about Aaron Carreno because he's on vacation this week. It has nothing to do with a coincidence. He was at a Coldplay concert either. It was a scheduled vacation. But our shenanigans with
like
Aaron continue this morning.
People that go on vacation are like actually have to like work harder to like stay off the radio, because Dave is just talking about them on vacation all the time. We need to be thoughtful about that, Dave. I'm just kidding.
Well, group chat as well, so I reminded everyone that Aaron's on vacation too, and then nothing to do with Coldplay. So, you know, the shenanigans continue. And for those that don't realize, also, Aaron is my boss. So,
yeah. So just keep that in mind when the shenanigans continue, that, you know, Dave is always dipping his toe into possibilities of trouble. We'll just put it that way. No, he's fine.
Yeah.
They're good. Aaron's coolest guy ever. So I think it's going to slide. And I hope he is having a wonderful time on vacation. But we're talking about this Aaron, this beautiful little kitty cat who has the coolest expression of just seriousness and awesomeness. But don't let Aaron's serious face fool you. This guy is a total love bug. At just 3 years old, this domestic short hair mix has the personality of a sweetheart wrapped in a tough guy expression. So cute, because it's so true. He was found as a stray, but it's clear that he's made to be someone's companion. Aaron absolutely adores people. He's quick with headbutts, loud with purrs, and always up for snuggles. He's super easy to handle, comfortable being picked up and carried, and loves a good play session with his toys. Whether he's curled up next to you or following you around for attention, Aaron is all about connection. If you're into affectionate cats with a little attitude in their looks, he is your guy. He's up to date on his vaccinations and will be noticed neutered prior to adoption. Yeah, he is like a cartoon character. Like, he's totally got this tough guy expression. Like, he looks like he's like, you know, serious business is coming his way and he's ready to tackle anything, but then it sounds like he's just the sweetest. And when they talk about headbutts, if you don't have cats, like, I know what they're talking about. They come right up to you, and right before the last second that they run into you, they turn their head a little bit sideways so they can rub their head up against your hand, essentially saying, it's time to pet me, in a headbutt. And it's very, very sweet. It's quite affectionate. But yeah, headbutt's a good word for that. So definitely check Aaron out. He is quite, he stole my heart. I'm kind of dying over here.
Yes.
Okay, and moving on to the puppy. Yes, Dave, what do you got?
Talk about Maya. And Maya is one of those dogs who instantly makes you smile. With her gentle eyes and happy tail wag, she's the kind of companion who just wants to be near her people, enjoys life's little moments like a good walk or a belly rub. At 5 years old, this medium-sized terrier mix is a great balance of playful energy and calm affection. She's friendly with other dogs, loves giving kisses, and already knows a few commands like sit and shake. Maya's mostly housebroken and settles in well after a bit of excitement on the leash. She'd do best in a quieter home without cats and with kids over five. Seniors would probably love her sweet nature, too. Maya came to the shelter as a stray, but she's ready to be someone's best friend again. She's up to date on her vaccinations and will be spayed prior to adoption. In looking at this picture of Maya, she has this inquisitive face on her. She's got kind of these ears that are bent over just slightly. She's tan with a white chest, a little bit of a white snout, and a little bit of pink on that snout with black on the snout. I mean, she's just a beautiful, beautiful dog. If you're looking for that perfect companion, go check Maya out at the Sauk County Humane Society, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, out there, you know, we concentrate on Sauk County Humane Society, you know, being the connectors with all of you out there by having these pets of the week. These, of course, are not the only pets out there to adopt. We would love to hear your stories, though. If, you know, we encourage everyone to, if you're on any kind of consideration of getting an animal, cat or dog or otherwise, you know, please check out what Sauk County Humane Society has to offer. Go do a meet and greet. Go, you know, check them out online or go do a visit, however you can get involved. And then if you do have, you know, a success story of finding an animal, the forever home, even if you are someone that's sharing it and or if you are someone that is actually doing the adopting, please let us know, because we'd sure love to have full circle stories of success of some of the animals or any of the animals that we've talked about and or are at the Sauk County Humane Society. So let us know if you've adopted an animal anytime, you know, not just recently, but just anytime, so we can share that, because we love to share who's available and who's also found their home.
Yes, most definitely. And go check these animals out at sauckhumane.org. And if you're not able to adopt, you can always consider a donation. They always need peanut butter and other supplies such as dish soap and laundry detergent. Again, sauckhumane.org. Go check them out and consider either adoption or a donation. It is such an important part of our community, and we appreciate working with them each and every week. As a reminder, the concerts on the square are back this Thursday, Emily. Courthouse Lawn, 7 p.m. Mo Onions is going to be there on Thursday night.
Oh, fun. I'm not familiar with Mo Onions. Are you?
So I know a little bit about them. I had to do a little bit of reading on them because I was kind of curious about them. And so, yes, they are going to be here Thursday night, 7 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. And Mo Onions is one of those powerhouse tribute bands dedicated to the timeless soul and instrumental brilliance of Booker T and the MGs.
Ooh, nice. Fun.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. And, you know, looking at our forecast, it'll most likely be outside. We can't predict that far in advance. So we'll keep tabs on the weather. And as a reminder, they move that to the Al Ringling in case of inclement weather. So I look forward to hearing the concert on the square because I can usually hear them from our house.
Oh, that is so cool. And you know what I have to say, too, but I've, you know, lived my life in and out around music and performances and entertainment and shows and things like that. I've done put on a lot of events and a lot of shows. And I have to say, what's so special about this concert event series and what makes Baraboo so special to support it is that oftentimes if a band is planning to play an outdoor festival and there's inclement weather, they're just canceled. And so the fact that Baraboo is ready to offer Al Ringling and that Al Ringling is ready to show up and be there with staff or whatever they need to support that band to be moved inside, I think is quite incredible. That's just not usually how it goes. Rain dates, that's why rain dates are there. They move dates or they just simply cancel. They don't continue the show must go on feeling by moving it inside this most gorgeous and incredible theater. That's just the biggest hidden gem in Baraboo, in my opinion. So I think that is just so special. And whoever, you know, orchestrates that decision making and then who's on call to come roll into the Al Ringling, I mean, I just think that's so cool. So, you know, big round of applause from my point of view to Al Ringling and to the community in Baraboo to make that happen, because that's just, I mean, musicians need the support, artists need the support, and getting to play and then being canceled because of rain would be so frustrating. So it's just really cool that that's an opportunity.
Most definitely. We do want to remind everyone the sewer utility is replacing a sanitary main on Oak Street today. Oak Street's closed between 11th Street and 13th Street today until 11 a.m. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate calendar days.
All right. Looking forward to that.
The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
A 10-game winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a series tonight against the Mariners in Seattle, trying to keep a 10-game winning streak alive. Milwaukee beat the Dodgers in L.A. yesterday, 6-5, to move into a tie with the Cubs for first place in their division. The Brewers doing it with a roster of no-name players, according to Pat Murphy.
Monasterio stepping up, getting a huge two-out hit. RBI, Perkins. Perkins literally didn't have spring training. And what can you say about Collins? Collins, Vaughn, and Durbin have given us such a lift, but Collins has been the silent hero. He's played great defense, gotten big hits, hitting fourth in the lineup. The kid wasn't going to make the team in spring training unless there was a huge injury, and there was two of them, but he wasn't making the team. He's hitting fourth in our lineup. Vaughn was in AAA last week and couldn't break the lineup on a last place team. So, you know, we're just really fortunate that these guys are gelling and coming together and just, you know, playing hungry.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Your hometown station.
Driving. Trees went by.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:20 on Monday morning. Here is Hall & Oates, Private Eyes on Max FM. Oldies and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up in just moments, we will take a quick look at that full weather forecast. But as a reminder, a little bit of smoke in the air from the Canadian wildfires. Also, starting on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., we will have a flash sale on MaxFMBigDeals.com. One select item will be 50% off. That'll go from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. No code required. Make sure you tune in to find out what that special item is. Also, Wednesday through Friday, it is our Crazy Day sale on MaxFMBigDeals.com. Exclusive items will be up to 80% off at MaxFMBigDeals.com. No code will be required during our Crazy Day sales for those select items. Some of those items have limited quantities available, so check that out Wednesday through Friday. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and a look at weather on MaxFM.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone Arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 2025 Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Garden Tour. This will be happening on July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Summer gardens are in their full glory. Come see nine creative and interesting gardens on display in the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association's annual tour. In addition to the tour, you can take advantage of gardening demonstrations and a fresh produce market to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring your questions for the garden hosts and the master gardeners and register for a door prize. The event will take place from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a self-paced tour beginning at either of the ticket sales sites. There's a location in both Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Advanced ticket sales can be purchased at the Reedsburg or Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Red Shed in Baraboo. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 the day of the event. Find all the information by visiting Sauk County Master Gardeners Association on Facebook or checking out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites. Again, this will be held on Saturday, July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Enjoy the final Whitwind concert in the Campground Series concert with the Blue Olives. This will be happening on Saturday. 6 p.m. is when the band will take the stage. Doors open at 4. Upbeat Blues will be performed. They'll also have their homemade pies and ice cream available for purchase. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. And again, check out all the details for this event by visiting Whitwind Concerts on Facebook. And over in Portage all weekend long is the Columbia County Fair. Theme this year is Christmas in July. For all the details, including the many events happening at the Grandstand Show, plus the Beer and Wine Garden, all of the details about the exhibits that can be found and vendors at the fair, be sure to check out ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And of course, all these events go down at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Portage.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Reedsburg's maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM.
By the hill and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on Christ. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true, oh, I said, that's all day's love. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We would so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on Christ. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true, I said, dance all days, love, dance all days, dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red to sapphire blue, and you need her and she needs you, 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 and you need her. She needs you. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all day, love. Dance all day. Dance all day, love. Dance all days.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:39 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Emily, it is Monday, July 21st, and we're going to take a look at calendar days. I'm going to take the first one because this one seems so appropriate some days in my household. Happy National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. And you may ask what the Doghouse Day is observed for. Well, it's observed the third Monday of every July. And in the doghouse is an idiom that people, often men, use to express that they are in trouble with their significant other. It can also be used to describe being the cause of someone's anger. Basically, being in the doghouse is not where a person wants to be. I can't see why.
You are often in the doghouse? That really?
I'm wondering if
can't imagine.
More often in the doghouse than not, I suspect. I mean, sure we'll hear more about that this evening when Dishing on Dave occurs between 8 and midnight with Miss Wendy Fillin. But, I think that, more often than not, I'm in the doghouse. I mean, all I have to do is sometimes open my mouth and I'm in the doghouse at home.
This is true. No, I mean, I think it's pretty much all the time.
I do, too.
Pretty much all the time. I know what would probably get you in the doghouse. It's take a monkey to lunch day. If you brought a monkey home to lunch with Wendy, you might go in the doghouse or the monkey house. Not really sure where that would take you, but I don't know what that's all about, but I know certain people who always wanted to have a pet monkey, and they did not get their wish, but it is take a monkey to lunch day, and if you're in the part of the world that you can do that, I say go for it. That sounds like a lot of fun and could be really, really interesting. It's also Royal Welsh Show, so it's a horse show today in England, which is lovely, and I'm sure that that's a huge event and a huge deal going on there. Did you have something to say about monkeys? I kind of feel like you did.
Well, I was going to say I'm having lunch with my lovely wife today, so...
Okay. I'm going to shut that down right now. We're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about the Royal Welsh show. Is this week, July 21st, starting. It has been observed annually since 1904, organized by the Royal Welsh Society. It's a four-day celebration, brings 250,000 visitors to the farming community from all over Wales. So that's pretty cool. They do different kinds of activities, including forestry, horticulture, countryside sports, crafts, food, drink, as well as a 12-hour schedule of attractions and exhibitions. It kind of sounds like a blown up version of like a, you know, 4-H situation or you know, kind of some of the stuff we see at the state fair. So that's kind of cool. Or at the county fairs, I should say.
Yeah.
That's kind of great. I kind of like that idea.
Well,
anywho, what else do you see on here?
Speaking of county fair, Columbia County Fair is this week as well. Something to keep in mind. It is Legal Drinking Age Day on July 21st. And we celebrate this in the United States on July 21st every year. People not only get nostalgic about their first drinks and raise a toast to it, but it's also a day to raise awareness about responsible drinking among young people. And so that is what that's all about. And so, yes, we celebrate that on July 21st each year. So I know a lot of people celebrate on that day, and some people do not celebrate on that day. And so it just depends on who you are. So something to think about and also do so responsibly. It is also No Pet Store Puppies Day today, and this is to raise awareness about puppy mills and to consider adoption instead. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the adoptable animals at the Sauk County Humane Society. Go to saukhumane.org, and there's many other organizations in the area that also help with pet adoption, and so that is something to consider. One of the things that Wendy and I are a part of is something called Ezra, and it's English Springer Spaniel Rescue Association, and every time we see one of those dogs come up for fostering, it's just like, oh boy, we definitely think about it, but our house isn't big enough right now for that either. So
That's right. That's one thing about adopting pets, though. On a serious note, you know, we encourage pet adoption 100%, supporting the humane societies and helping them do their work. But please, like, know what you're doing when you adopt, you know, especially certain breeds of dogs, because if you don't have enough room, don't have enough yard space, don't have enough time in your day to get the walks in, or you're not planning on, you know, taking them to a dog daycare or somewhere that can give them the kind of exercise they need if you work all day, you do want to be able to have the right environment for a dog, especially breeds that need to be out and running. So do give that some thought, but the Sauk County Humane Society is there to educate as well as help get that adoption rolling. So always keep that in mind. Today is also Comic-Con. I'm sorry, I've been to a couple Comic-Cons. I will be super honest. That is something I find to be super fun, super entertaining. I have a funny story about that I'll save that for another time. But if you've never been to a Comic-Con, I highly recommend it. I mean, like, it goes, you know, it's Superman all the way to the most obscure characters. So everybody knows who Superman and Batman are. Those guys are there. There's people dressed up. There's great contests. There's all kinds of fun activities. And the art is absolutely to die for at Comic-Con. So definitely check out one of those if there's one in your area. It is also Global Hug Your Kids Day. I love that so much. So if you have children, give them hugs today. You know, sometimes if they're teenage children, they are not so inclined to give you a hug back. But if you get them in the right spot, they might do so. So I would definitely give it a shot, because it is nice to reconnect with your children, especially when they're adolescents and teenagers. It's just a different kind of connection you got to work a little harder to make sometimes. So also on the food note, it is National Lamington Day. I don't know what those are, but boy, do they look good. They're some kind of coffee cake breakfast dessert kind of looking thing. I don't know what they are.
Well, and we can continue the food celebration, because as you heard in our show opener today, it's National Junk Food Day. Everyone, celebrate with us. It's dedicated to the foods that we like to snack on. And, you know, junk food is something that you should eat in moderation. It was popularized in the 1950s. They're usually high in fat, sugar, and salt, and calories. But you know what? Today is a day to celebrate those I'm going to eat Cheetos in studio just because, you know, I can. And I'm thinking about all that orange dust and glory that can end up all over the board, the keyboard. I know our engineering team would absolutely love me eating junk food in studio since we're trying to remind people not to celebrate about overindulging. And so, you know, I'll celebrate with junk food in studio. And it's possible, Emily, that our engineering team is listening today. And so I may be having a little bit of fun with them talking about eating Cheetos in front of this new board here. I just, Cheetos? And you don't get orange fingerprints all over the microphone windscreens. And I've got Cheetos in my office, Emily.
Yeah, I know you do. And today is also National Be Someone Day, and it's got a picture of someone's hands up. So let's just think about, you're going to be that someone who's going to eat Cheetos and the brand new equipment. And whoever's listening, let's try to stop Dave from doing this because he's going to take us all down with him. So let's not wreck the electronics in the brand new studio with the brand new stuff with the Cheeto fingers. But definitely, if you're inclined to eat junk food and you do treat yourself now and again to a little bit of salty snacks or something like that, just go for it today. Give yourself a little treat. Do not overindulge, though. Please be thoughtful.
No.
People's stomachs are not made for that much junk food, so you can only do a little bit, I think, is kind of the key.
Well, it's all about moderation. That's why we're talking about the legal drinking age day as well, and not overindulging there. I mean, and right now, unfortunately, I'm not overindulging because it's been, I think, 20 days now because of the healing process, and so that's the other part that makes it a little bit interesting when you go somewhere. I actually had a kitty cocktail at dinner on Friday night.
Oh, good. Kitty cocktails are delicious.
Yeah, I thought so.
There's so many restaurants that offer mocktails and NA choices. It's just a lovely movement that's been happening. It's a lot different than when we were growing up, and I really do appreciate it because there needs to be options for people who are not interested in imbibing, and that is a really good and healthy lifestyle choice to make. So definitely choose that. Maybe junk food today, then do the mocktail. You know, get a little bit of moderation of both.
Well, that's exactly it, and you can enjoy those when you're out, you know. And so for me, it was fine. I've been doing okay with it. It's one of those that's a little bit different going out on Friday night for Friday night fish fry, because full disclosure, I usually have maybe an old fashioned or two to go with it. And so, you know, it was a little bit different, but also it was kind of cool because then Wendy could have one and not have to worry about it because I was actually the driver. So that's the cool part of being able to drive again after almost 2 months of not driving and just enjoying that. So I was all good with it.
Great. No, we're glad to know that you're back on the road. So stay off the sidewalks and the roads and the forested paths and all of the places that Dave could fit a car because he's back behind the wheel.
Hey, I'm just stopping at all the stop signs. And I just watched a red minivan go down the wrong way. And let me tell you, they had out-of-state plates. So I'm sure that had some contribution to it.
Busted.
I'm not going to say which out-of-state plates they were, but we'll just say south of Wisconsin. And
oh, geez.
I'm going to leave this one alone and not go any further and get baited and get in trouble in that. So it's just always a reminder to watch out where you're going in downtown Baraboo, because you never know where people are going. And obviously, sometimes they don't because they're not from around the area. So, Emily, you're back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10 for more Tuesday shenanigans.
Awesome. I look forward to that. Hey, everybody out there, have a really wonderful Monday. Lead with your best foot forward. Choose kindness and do everything in moderation. And just have a really great day. The weather's beautiful. So please enjoy. And we'll see y'all on Tuesday morning.
We'll see you on Tuesday morning. I will be here until 11. As a reminder, Aaron is on vacation this week. So you hear Mace Michaels coming in a little bit early. He'll be on from 4 to 8 p.m. Then we have Wendy filling in from 8 to midnight all week. So that's what's going on. Aaron did not get in trouble at the Coldplay concert. Again, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. I'm sure he'll have a lot of fun when he gets back and sees all the messages as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Enjoy the sunshine and bring your family to Baraboo Concerts on the Square this Thursday evening. Enjoy Mo Onions from 7 to 9. With a rich mix of deep grooves, funky rhythms, and smooth melodies, they capture the essence of the Stax Records House band that shaped the sound of soul, R&B, and blues. Go to Baraboo Concerts on the Square for sponsorship information. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts as they're trucking for a cause. At the Badger State Truckin' Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds in Baraboo on Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th. country music concerts each night featuring big names like the Kentucky Headhunters, Tony Justice, Steve Mullender, and Long Haul Paul. Check out the incredible trucks, light shows, and the kids' activities, all to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Get your tickets today. Go to BadgerStateTruckingShow.org for details.
Read all about it at Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem is celebrating 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Main Street Books is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 4. They are closed on Sundays and holidays. Make an appointment to bring in your used books for store credit and share your love of reading. The bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes with your cash donations. Main Street Books, keeping the read in Reedsburg one used book at a time.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
power, power, it's the first.
99.7 Max FM.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.